grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
I love that sting so much. It's so funky. We're joined in studio by Chris. How are you doing today?
Very well, kia ora, Joel.
Kia ora. This is our first time having a chat.
It is,
in
yes.
person, actually, woo-hoo. I think. Usually it's just me pestering you for topics.
That's true.
And annoying you.
Never. Never. Being very helpful, in fact, when I forget.
I'm glad. Now, you've sent
through... Now, I got properly high.
Yep.
And it's 420. We're nicely timed for people's post 420 sesh. So thank you, everyone, for bearing with us and getting pre-prepared.
Yes.
With your paperwork. Get all your paperwork in order.
Yes.
And dispose of it properly.
Yes, absolutely. We were a couple minutes late. 422,
it's
to be specific.
Good enough. It's good enough. Yeah. Hey, top of the news then, and here's a surprise. A surprise that it's coming from the police. The tinny house, this is in the press, the headline, tinny house is not out of fashion.
Yeah?
Yeah, the tinny house never went out of fashion, according to the press, down in Christchurch there, especially, I guess. Drug dealing in NZ, mostly reliant on old school methods.
Right, interesting. So the methods haven't changed much since the digital era, maybe?
Well, he's saying some of the delivery methods might change in a bit of a... this is Detective Senior Sergeant Trevor Collett of the National Organised Crime Group said technology allows for different methods of delivery, but basically the business model's the same. Tinny shop being a good example. Start slinging cannabis to cannabis consumers, particularly those underage, and then before you know it, you've built up a network where you can sell your meth and your coke.
Right,
and
right.
That is exactly what's played out. So text 3 through 5395... When you went to a tinny shop last, anyone who did, what were you offered?
That's a good question. Let us know. 5395.
It's a bit of an admission, I thought, from the police that what they're doing isn't working. But if things are just staying the same, if the method has never been stamped out, if they haven't ever got on top of it, and they've just basically been doing the same thing like ever since I was a kid, you know?
Yeah.
Then what the hell are they up to? It's clearly not working.
Yeah. You make a good point there.
Right. I'm full of good points. One news gave a good example of this.
Right.
Of branching out to other things. The headline on One News on Tuesday, bong on the floor leads to officers finding drug cache and stopped car.
Mm.
And I'll quote another cop. This one's part of the family. Senior Sergeant Carl Fowley said when a patrol in the... Actually, I've never met. I don't know if he is or not.
Maybe he's a distant relative.
Could be unrelated. Probably is, though. Probably is. G'day, cuz. How you going? Actually, there's a Chris Fowley, the cop, in California, which comes up.
Same spelling for surname as well?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Chris Fowley, the cop. And Chris Fowley, the...
Maybe you're secretly an undercover cop and we just don't know.
That's long term, bro.
Yeah,
long
dedication term. As well, I have to say.
Yeah. We can just nip that rumour in the bud right there before that gets
no
started.
No pun intended.
There always is. So this patrol stopped the suspicious vehicle, and upon approaching the vehicle, bong on the floor, and then they found the meth, the coke, the weed, the LSD, the tip book, the $5,000 in cash, and only 19 years old.
19? Affording all that?
Clearly a little operation going on with the tip
goodness.
Book. And... there's a great example, right? Involving a young person in probably, given the bong, was just into some weed, but has found themselves slinging all this other stuff as well.
Yeah.
Sergeant Fowley said it was a great result. Chris Fowley says, no. He'll just be replaced, and so will the drugs. Yeah.
Interesting. So...
Oh, by the way...
Oh, yeah.
I need to calm down a bit. Here's some Unwind Terp drinks. Little interlude, listeners.
Unwind natural sparkling. It's a terpene?
Terpene soda.
Terpene soda, blueberry, mango, juniper.
Yeah, those are the kind of flavour notes. These are the terpenes typically found in a good indica.
So interesting. I'll give this a sip. I'm trying to not spill it over the desk as we speak. And I've double parked myself with a McLeod's beer as well. But you know what? That's just how we do it here at BFM.
The mango in particular is a good source of myrcene. And myrcene's your sleepy terpene. It's also why if you have some mango with your weed.
That's tasty.
Adds to the effect.
That's really good.
Tip. little tip. That's an old hippie tip. Have some mango with your herb. Do you like that?
I do. It's really tasty. Mm. It's a very unique taste. Like, I've never really tasted anything like that before.
Mmm.
But it's nice.
Mmm. Mm. Notes of cannabis.
Yes, faintly.
Let's get on to some science then.
Yeah.
And this is relating, I guess, because we just had a guy pulled over in the car, whatever, but irrespective of what that person was found with, THC concentration, this is a new literature review, Brown University over in America. THC concentrations are unreliable indicators of driving impairment.
Interesting.
You can look this up in the journal Current Addiction Reports.
Yeah.
So they found THC concentrations in common biofluids, e.g. blood and saliva, and exhaled breath, are unreliable as sole indicators of current driving impairment. They reviewed all the studies. They found many of them had only weak or non-existent correlations between THC in any fluid and actual driving performance.
Yeah.
And they found, looking at it even closer, there are no empirically supported thresholds for blood or oral fluids that reliably indicate cannabis impairment.
Interesting.
No threshold. Because it just varies for everyone. It's not like alcohol where you can pick a number.
Yeah, because... Correct me if I'm wrong.
They have picked a number.
Yeah. They've recently clamped down on, THC levels in drivers.
There's actually 25 named substances that the lab will test for, but there's 5 in the device that's on the road.
Right, yeah.
Is it 5 or is it 4? You know, it's THC, meth, coke, MDMA. Actually, I think it's just those 4.
Yeah.
That's in the saliva test on the side of the thing.
So you're saying that this THC, with this new study, that THC might not necessarily indicate to driving impairment?
Well, yes, there's just no evidence behind it picking any kind of number, and yet they have, and furthermore, they've picked the lowest number you can, which is 1 nanogram, which is like the threshold of detection. So they've just gone for the absolute lowest amount, and so not only is that number not indicative of impairment, but you can actually... You know, one of the reasons it's not is you can still pick up THC for several days.
Yeah, no, I've heard that it can be in your system for like hours, 24 hours and this and that. You can be completely sober.
They're finding up to 3 days in saliva. Is it 3 days? Saliva.
Really? Yeah. Interesting. Mm.
But the devices themselves can be unreliable. This is why they're getting you to do 2, on the assumption that 1 might just be a dud, so we'll do it twice. So they've actually baked into the law that they know the devices are unreliable.
That's right.
Why they're getting you to do 2.
Interesting.
Grr. Grr. If anyone does, we asked a couple of weeks ago if anyone's had any reports, and we got some kind of two people removed type reports. Has anyone listening actually been pulled over and had the saliva test?
Yeah, 5395. We have got a couple of texts via our tinny house question.
Mm-hmm.
Get ours through the legal medical channels. Bonus, no paranoia involved. Love it.
Good.
Went to tinny house 23 years ago. It was a front, as it was raided before I got there, so I got arrested for $20 notes in my hand, attempting to procure. Great experience, hell of a story, not enough space here to tell the whole story. Now, I'm intrigued by that, actually.
There was a string of them. We might have, if that listener, if you got in contact with Normal and that, we might even have talked about it, because the police really got into a habit of busting tinny shops and then running them.
Right.
All the customers, and you think... Why?
That sounds like
so much
work.
Why are you doing it?
Yeah.
And, you know, here, we're one of the few countries, if I was talking to some tourists from Europe in the shop today, we not only ban the possession of drugs, but we ban the procurement, the attempt to buy.
Yeah.
The use of it.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, you could have none on you, but it's just in your brain,
it's
you know.
It's very strict, eh?
Yeah. We have a very strict version of drug prohibition here compared to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Which or certainly is, countries that we like to, you know.
Which is pretty interesting considering during the referendum, was it 2020, 2021? I can't remember. It was relatively 50-50 for decriminalising marijuana. Very interesting.
Full legalisation. No, decrim was getting about, probably even higher now, but it was getting about 60-70%. That was an alcohol model of legalisation.
Right.
It was 51-49.
Right.
So it was pretty damn close. And if the model had been, you know, not so commercial and a bit more what people actually want, and I think a lot of people don't necessarily want cannabis to be sold by alcohol, but certainly the writers of that question, if they'd done some polling beforehand and actually put forward a question they knew would win, that would have been bloody good.
Yeah.
But, and that's normally how you do it in places like America, and that when they win referendums, they put forward things they know will pass.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And instead, that was a bit of a lesson on how not to run a referendum.
Right.
Unfortunately.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Parliament, though, and this comes, of course, in the week that there's a judge in trouble for probably for drinking too much. Turns out there's a whole room of them drinking. And Parliament, just yesterday, it was the first Members' Day. So Parliament's back. First Members' Day, which is where the regular MPs get to put a bill forward. That was yesterday.
Yep.
Top of the list was selling more alcohol. The sale and supply of alcohol on Anzac Day, Good Friday, Easter Sunday, and Christmas Day amendment bill will now allow booze sales on the days where it's currently not allowed. There's your priority of Parliament, everyone.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, I don't know. I've never really craved buying alcohol on Easter Friday or any of those days, to be honest. You could also just buy it beforehand.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
There's plenty of days in the year to buy alcohol. I don't know why. Apparently, to politicians, it's a huge deal.
It's some red wine for sacramental use.
Maybe. Perhaps.
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 Oh, yep. So that was a bit like, disappointing. But on the good side, this is actually an NBR, it's paywall, unfortunately. MPI, mulling, feeding hemp seed to animals, not just humans. This is pretty cool. This is coming off the back of Ministry of Regulation, David Seymour's thing, where they have recommended ending the licensing regime for hemp. And that's not a bad thing. That's not saying stop hemp. That's saying you won't need a license. You will just grow some. And I wondered aloud a couple of shows ago, does that mean you could do it in an urban environment, or are you still going to be limited to 5Ks from residential and all these other silly rules that they have in place which kind of prohibit hemp growing for a lot of people?
Yeah.
No, it's all going to go. You want to grow hemp in your back garden in Auckland? You can.
Interesting.
Yeah. But you'll need to notify the police and MPI before you plant. And then you'll just get your hemp seeds and plant them. And if they turn out to not be hemp seeds, you could be done for just growing cannabis. So it's kind of becomes like a onus on the person of just make sure your seeds are proper so that you don't go over the limit if you're checked.
So you can't get it from some random dealer is essentially what you're saying.
You would be unwise to.
Yeah.
Because the burden's going to be on you. They're basically saying you get rid of the license, but if you go over the 1% THC they're going to make it, then you're growing regular cannabis.
Right.
But you'll be able to do it in your back garden in Auckland.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. Police are a little bit opposed to that, it turns out, reading through the papers. So we'll see, we'll have to see if that actually does go through.
Yeah, that'll be interesting if it does. That'll be very interesting.
Certainly allowing the animal feed, that'll be huge for the hemp growers. They'll be, have a big, much bigger market, but also for farmers, they can do some on their own farm and, like how they grow maize and feed it to the cows and things to save costs. You better grow a bit of hemp, soak up a bit of nitrogen and emissions and things, do it a bit better for your carbon. But also for pet owners to actually get access to hemp for their pets, which currently you can't.
Interesting. So what is the benefit, I guess, to hemp for animals?
High protein, like the same for humans. High protein, high, good oils that are really good for you, the omega oils. Lots of good things. It's a complete food source.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So you can feed it to humans in New Zealand, but not to animals.
Yep.
So that's good. But reading through that report, I did come across some other interesting kind of things. And this is one of the reasons they're doing it. They're saying, the current rules have, this is the Ministry of Regulation, they've said it's caused market failure because they're so onerous. And they pointed to, back in 2020, referendum days, medical cannabis was sort of, everyone's getting all excited, 4,000 hectares licensed for hemp growing. By 2024, actually only grown 180 hectares. License holders went from 243 to 59. So people were exiting the hemp industry. The entire revenue of growing hemp in New Zealand is just nudging $1 million out of all of those people. And 8 to 13% of that is taken up by licensing fees. So they're kind of going, this is ridiculous. We've held it back to such an extent. It's a sub-million dollar industry now. That's clearly what they've said, market failure.
Yeah, interesting. Now, we do have a question here. Chris, if I have a weed wine gum once a month and that's it, would it still stay in my blood for 3 days? Or is it just regular uses where it stays in your system for 3 days?
Ooh, yeah, that's a good question. It probably would be longer for a regular person. Someone who has just a little one-off is just probably going to be, more like a few hours, maybe 12 hours at the most. It does depend on the device as well. But this one in Aussie, they're using the same one that they use over there. So it does seem to stick around for quite a while. It's most of the THC that's detected, certainly if you're not a regular user, it's direct contact through the mouth, the same as basically as pipe residue.
Right, okay.
It's not kind of coming up through your saliva till kind of later and only in tiny little amounts or whatever. So most of it is actually residue. So what people eat and drink afterwards actually influences the results. Another reason it's unreliable.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, we will have to wrap up very, very soon. I just want to say that Shaq says hi from Splore.
All right.
Where they currently are. So hi, Shaq.
Hello.
We're looking forward to seeing your set soon over the weekend. Are you going to Splore, Chris?
Unfortunately not, unless you're inviting me.
Look, we'll sneak you in. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Chris. It's lovely to talk to you for the first time, on air.
Thank you.
And thank you to the Hemp Store. That's been Marijuana Media for the 19th of February.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with Mary Jane.